Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a mountain railroad. Do not crater and do not fall. Keep your eyes upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. You can be so successful. Trust in God, you never fail. Keep your eyes upon the throttle. Hallelujah. And your eyes upon the rail. Praise God for this glorious day. Thank God for another Saturday. Thank God for how God is good to each one of us that is on this line on this blessed day. I want to give honor to my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osbury, the pastor and founder of Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. Thank God for her to give me another opportunity to be on the line one more Saturday. I thank God for life today. I thank God for strength today. I thank God for giving me this glorious time to bring the word of God. And I thank God for each one that are listening on this line today. If that had not been for Jesus, where would we be? I just want to thank God for each one of y'all. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to bring to your attention today the book of Psalms today, Psalm 34:6, verse. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his trouble. Psalm in the Old Testament, the 34th and verse 6. Prayer in time of trouble tends to bring the spirit into perfect submission to the will of God and deliver from everything like a rebelling heart or a crucial spirit. Prayer sanctified the trouble in our highest good. Prayer so prepares the heart that is softened under the disciplined hand of God. Prayer. We need prayer today. And we need to stay in prayer for the things that is going on in our lives. Even in the midst of our trying times, even when there are times that we need to call on him, not just for the good, but also for the bad. We need to constantly pray for one another. We need to pray for the nation, pray for this world, pray that God will save each individual from their wrongdoing in this life. Prayer is so important today as we are on the line for blog prayer line. We need to know that God is able to hold us today in the palm of his hand. Prayer allows God to freely work with you, not just in times of trouble, but when we go through our trials and tribulations and temptation in this life, we need to keep prayer in our lives every day that God swear us to live. Prayer will lift our burdens and bring us to the sweetness, the hotness, and the greatness of God, the greatness of goodness. Prayer, prepare your heart today to know that prayer is important. Number one in our lives today, prayer permits God's servant trouble to accomplish its mission to you, with you, and for you today. Prayer today is to prepare your heart to know that God is able. God is able to keep you from falling. There's no storm that God won't carry you through. No bridges that God won't help you cross. No battle that God won't help you to win. The answer for you need will be revealed to you in God's own time. Keep praying. Trust God today, my people that are on this line, and never give up. Because God is able to hold you together today. I don't know about you today, but I want you to know that even though in this life that food go up, rent go up, God, gas go up. But when you pray, God will bless you in a mighty way. Never lose hope in life today. Never. Just when you think you have reached the end of your road, God sends a miracle your way. Only God can send a miracle your way. Psalm Solomon had asked for wisdom, and God added wealth. Abraham asked for a son, and God gave him a generation. May God give you more than you ask for. In Jesus' name. I don't want to, you to, I want you to know today that God will keep you as an apple upon that eye. I don't know the things that you're going through, but I know if you walk with God with your heart, need company. Turn to God when you need someone to lean on, to comfort you, even in the midnight hour. Someone to hold you and cradle you. Excuse me. To hold you when you can't do anything else. Take God's hand when you feel lost and all alone, when no one can be there. There's remembrance that God is always there. And you, right now, are not alone. My people that is on this line, I want you to know that God is with you right now. He will comfort your soul. You don't have to worry, because God is able to keep you from falling. I want to let you know, in this month of July, is you going to be having an unexpected blessing. July, you will receive an unexpected blessing and good news and miracles all this month long. You will again be happy and joyful in the name of Jesus. You will be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You will be delivered in the name of Jesus. Don't worry and don't fret. You will grow. Yes, stay in the word of God and read the word, the Bible, that will help you. You that is on this line, you will flourish into what you want to do in destiny, to grow and live for God. You will finally have peace once again. in your life. I don't know what you want to do, but I know if you lift up Jesus, that everything will be all right. Look to Jesus today and know that God is able to keep you from falling. God is releasing angels to protect you and your family in Jesus' name. There is coming a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God has opened the windows of heaven and pulling out a blessing for you today. This is your day to know that God is able to keep you from falling. Lift up your heads today. Lift up your heads today. Lift up your heads today. It is time to get your heart right with God and fix your faith in Him. God is saying to you, I'm going to repay you for the years the enemy has stolen. Years you spend lonely. Years you spend mistreated. Been talked about to you. Talked about you. Have hurt your feelings. Made you cry. Not on the outside, but also on the inside. Any kind of way. You are going to have plenty of joy this day. You are going to have plenty of happiness this day. Plenty of peace. Plenty of resourcefulness. Plenty of opportunity to do the things that will be pleasing to God today. Trust Him today. And never doubt. Because He will surely, surely bring you out. God is saying today, this is your day to know that God loves you. In spite of what you've been through, we want you to know that the prayer of the righteous avails much. See God today. See Him today. See His face today. No matter what the cause may be, whether of ourselves or the people or the devil or even God Himself, we are warned
to take down to God in prayer and to seek the greatness, spiritual benefits out of them. I want to see God's face one day. But as long as I'm here, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to glorify his name and worship him in spirit and in truth. I am like a tree that has been planted by the river to know that God, my God, is with me until the end. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for you and I to redeem us from all wickedness and purify for himself a people that are his very own, equal to do what is good. I don't know about you on this line, but Jesus, go with me. I will go as Jesus. Go with me. Yeah, Lord. I will say, yeah. Yes, Lord. Because no matter what goes, I'm going to serve him until I die. Help Jesus. Go with me. I will say he's an alpha unto my eye. I will lift him up. The word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Lift up your head right now. Lift up your head. All ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your head today. Don't look back. Let the past be behind, because the future of God's life wants to be with you today. Lift up your head. Be not conformed unto this world, but be lifted up to the everlasting door. And the King, of glory shall come in. Lift your heads today and know that if you confess of that sin, he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you today from all unrighteousness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believed in him should
shall have everlasting life, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your heads today, my people. Lift up your heads that is on this line. Think negative. Think not negative, but think positive. Put the negativities of speaking low about yourself. Because God loves you today. And he wants to reign in your heart today, in your body, in your thinking. Think positive. Think positive. What happened in 2006, whatever the year, amen. This is a new year. This is a new beginning. And God wants you to open your heart and live more for him. Stop talking about the past, but live for the future to know that God is with you, my people. Stop thinking and talking about what has happened to you a long, long, long time ago. But God wants to use you in his service for the church that you belong to in the ministry to do the work for him. Satan wants you to draw you, destroy your mind. But God wants to renew in you a right spirit for the kingdom of God. That is crucial. God be with you. God,
hallelujah,
be with you. God, be with you until we meet. Again, oh God, be with you today. Each one that is on this line, Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. God will supply all your needs forevermore. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. For all those that is on this line, I'd like to thank my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osberry, for this opportunity. To Apostle Terry Osberry, to Prophetess Tony Osberry, and to all those that are listening in the name of Jesus, that God be with you until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace.